Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. It's been less than 24 hours since the Washington Post broke that huge story about President Donald Trump sharing highly classified intelligence with the Russian foreign minister and ambassador in a White House meeting last week. First, the White House, including National Security Advisor Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster, issued a fierce denial of that story. They did that yesterday evening. Then this morning, President Trump tweeted what amounts to a denial of the denial. He proudly admitted sharing the intelligence, tweeting, quote, "I have the absolute right to do so." So this afternoon, McMaster stepped to the podium again.
What the president discussed with the foreign minister was wholly appropriate to that conversation and is consistent with the routine sharing of information between the president and any leaders with whom he's engaged.
Not long after that, the president himself spoke at a joint press conference with the Turkish president.
As General McMaster said, I thought he said, and I know he feels, that we had a great meeting with the foreign minister. So we're going to have a lot of great success over the next coming years.
Well, let's get reaction from Washington and a leading national security analyst. But first, to Massachusetts Congressman Bill Keating. And Congressman, you just heard General McMaster say that the president's actions were wholly appropriate. Your reaction?
Well, I couldn't disagree more. There's much at stake here right now. And number one, credibility, the Russia issue, the silence by so many of my Republican colleagues to a series of events that really calls into question whether or not our government can rise to the occasion of having the confidence restored in our security. This is sharing information, divulging secrets to one of our biggest enemies. It's endangering lives. It's endangering our security at home, and it's also causing irreparable damage, I believe, to many of our allies that are sharing information. Now, the information in question here, there was a promise made that it be kept with the U.S., not even shared with our other allies. That's obviously been breached. So I think that there'd be a chilling effect on the sharing of information. And also, we're going to be hopefully briefed as I go back to Washington about the specifics in terms of whether or not some informants' lives are indeed jeopardized themselves.
And will that briefing come in your capacity as a member of the House Homeland Security Committee?
We're hopeful. I think this really is something that should be for all members. I'm ranking member on the Terrorism Subcommittee on Foreign Affairs as well as Homeland Security, so things that are relevant to these particular issues. I'm privy to certain classified information, and you know, we take an oath not to divulge that information. I understand early in a president's tenure where people that are on the same side as the aisle try and be understanding, but we're far beyond that. We're at an issue of security that does endanger lives. I think we're at the point where that silence becomes enabling. You know, we're a check on the system. Congress is a check on these matters, and if we continue to acquiesce with silence, we're not doing our job.
Congressman, let me ask you, just to be clear, do you think President Trump acted outside of his capacity or duty as president when he shared that information with the Russians?
Well, he is commander-in-chief, as every president is, and as a result, they're privy to all the classified information, as they should be, at the highest level. There's a procedure in place, and it was that way with President Reagan, it was with President Bush, when certain information was going to be surfaced regarding classified information. That didn't occur here. It happened just as a result of the conversation the president was having. It happened extemporaneously. There's a great deal to be concerned with. This isn't just Donald Trump being Donald Trump. This is serious.
Well, Congressman Bill Keating represents Massachusetts' 9th District. Congressman, thank you so much for joining us today.
All right. Thank you, Megan.
Well, some former members of the national security establishment are speaking out. Here's Leon Panetta, former Secretary of Defense and CIA director under President Obama. He was on CNN.
This is not just a joke. This is very serious business that relates to the security of this country. This president needs to have some grown-ups around him that make very clear what the lines are here.
Well, one of those people is the highly regarded Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster, the National Security Advisor. And again today, McMaster defended the president.
I was in the room. The Secretary of State was in the room, as you know. The Deputy Advisor for National Security, Dina Powell for Strategy, was in the room. And none of us felt in any way that that conversation was inappropriate.
Well, let's turn now to Admiral James Stavridis. He's the dean of the Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy at Tufts University, and he's former Supreme Allied Commander of NATO in Europe. Admiral Stavridis, welcome back to the show.
Great to be with you, Magda.
Well, Admiral, first of all, I mean, you know Lieutenant General McMaster well. Help us understand what he's going through right now. How do you interpret his defense of the president?
It's hard to quantify. Let's do the numbers. Last night, he came out and effectively said no classified material was passed. This morning, the president contradicted him in a tweet and said, yeah, actually, I gave that information to the Russians. And then General McMaster came out, and now the story is, well, it's not that important. It was a good conversation. Look, Magda, I think there are three things that have gone badly wrong here. One is tactical. We've placed a source in real danger, in my view. That can have consequence for us here in the United States. Secondly, our allies are going to be less likely to share information with us. Think how we would feel if Chancellor Merkel of Germany passed classified material that we had shared with the Germans to the Russians. And thirdly, and worst of all, the real winners are the Russians. Mm-hmm. They managed to blow up Washington again. They divide us. They create real controversy, and we can't address the problems we need to go after, North Korea, the Islamic State, and so on.
Right. So, Admiral, help me understand something. The New York Times is just now reporting that there's fear among some of Mr. Trump's senior advisors, including General McMaster, about leaving the president alone in meetings with foreign leaders out of concern that he might speak out of turn. I mean, if that is indeed the case, how is Lieutenant General McMaster, the National Security Advisor, how is he able to do his job?
He can only do his job with a cooperative president. And I've worked in and around near 10 national security advisors over the years at different levels of my career. And the common trait they share when they are successful is that they have a mental bond with the president. And I think that the president's approach is so scattershot, so up and down, so in and out, that it's going to be very difficult for General McMaster to master that, not to make a pun.
Right. So, I mean, as former Supreme Allied Commander of NATO, Admiral, I presume you've handled intelligence at the highest levels. I mean, I'm asking you honestly, if you were working in this administration right now, and you had to brief the president, would you trust him with the information you were giving him?
You'd have to. The system won't work otherwise. I think what General McMaster and General Mattis, the Secretary of Defense, need to do, and also General Kelly over at Homeland Security, who deals with a lot of highly classified material, they need to constantly and consciously warn the president and talk to him. And I think hopefully this entire episode will be something of a cautionary tale, although let's face it, other controversies haven't modified President Trump's behavior very much.
I mean, do we have a fully functioning national security apparatus right now if the commander-in-chief is essentially, as General McMaster said today, kind of just giving away intelligence off the cuff in meetings?
We have a less capable national security apparatus. Despite the contretemps that we see in the White House today, I think we have a very capable Secretary of Defense. We have a very capable Secretary of Homeland Security. I think the Secretary of State is growing into his role as well. So there are grown-ups, if you will, in the government. The question is, can they come together and produce a presidency that actually has coherent strategy? That remains to be seen.
So this is all coming in, of course, at an extraordinarily important and interesting time. The New York Times is reporting that the intelligence originally came from Israel, and that, in fact, it was of such a highly delicate and sensitive nature that it was requested that the intelligence not even be shared with other members of the government. Mm-hmm. And now, in the coming days, the president is making a trip to the Middle East, including to Israel. I mean, what is likely to happen when he goes there?
publicly, both the Israelis and the Saudis will treat the president with respect. Privately, their senior people are talking to our senior people and undoubtedly saying this can never happen again. However, the public face that will be placed on this will be a positive one. But you can only go to this well so many times, Magna. And I think that without question, this episode will have a chilling effect on not only the Israelis, but the Jordanians, the Turks, NATO members. People are going to be very loath to share this information, and frankly, with good reason at this point.
And tell me more about what impact that's going to have on U.S. national security.
We rely on our partners, friends, and allies around the world to help us complete the mosaic. What I mean by that is intelligence is not like a photograph. It's like a mosaic where individual little colored pieces fit in and all of a sudden the picture makes sense to you. We can't do that by ourselves. We need our partners and friends to help us fill in the mosaic. They're going to withhold bits and pieces because they're afraid of leaks and afraid they will be burned and their sources will be burned. That will diminish our security immeasurably, particularly in counterterrorism.
Now, just to be clear, since there may be some confusion around this, I mean, Admiral Stavridis, do you believe that the president stepped outside of his authority, even as commander-in-chief, in sharing this intelligence with the Russians?
No. He, as the commander-in-chief, can instantly, on the spot, declassify intelligence and share it. He didn't step out of his legal authority. He stepped out of the boundaries of good judgment. And I think that over time, that if he continues that behavior, it will have a very deleterious effect on our security.
So do you think that there should be any kind of response from Congress? I mean, how do we right this ship?
I think the role of Congress, as Representative Keating was mentioning earlier, and as many other voices are being raised on the Hill, will be, A, to follow this Russian investigation wherever the facts lead. Because part of this whole aspect that makes this so distasteful as an incident is this whiff of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. So Congress has to follow those facts. And secondly, Congress has the authority to pass resolutions, to exert a certain level of control over the budget process, which can be very salutary in focusing the mind of the executive branch. So Congress is not without tools to respond here.
Well, that's Admiral James Stavridis. He's the dean of the Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy at Tufts University. He also is former Supreme Allied Commander of NATO in Europe. He served in that position from 2009 to 2013. Admiral, thank you as always.
What a pleasure, Magna. Talk soon. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, back at the White House, Press Secretary Sean Spicer just gave the daily press briefing a little over an hour ago, and he says the administration's chief concern right now is who leaked the original story to the press.
The idea that someone who has been given access to information is pushing that information out into the media is undermines our national security, and I don't think there's any other way to say it.
All right, well, let's get some reaction from Congressman Mike Capuano. He joins us now on the line. Congressman, welcome back to the show.
Always a pleasure.
Okay, so it's been a heady 24 hours. You just heard what Admiral James Stavridis had to say. I mean, what do you think Congress's role should be right now?
Well, I would like some of my colleagues in Congress to speak up as well. I think the Democrats are pretty loud about what's going on. A handful of Republicans, especially in the Senate, have had some things to say, but they have not yet taken a leadership position on what to do about it. Absolutely, Congress should be standing on its high heels, screaming as loud as possible. And that's not necessarily a conviction, but we have now several things going on. We have the potential hacking of the election. We have a questionable firing of the FBI director for possibly the wrong reason. Now we have leaks in the White House on sensitive information, all of which I think demand and deserve direct answers. That doesn't imply that there has been some kind of a breach of the law. But certainly there has been enough to ask questions about the proprietary information, the proprietariness of what's gone on.
Mm. Senator Susan Collins of Maine has said that the Senate Intelligence Committee has asked for a briefing, a detailed briefing on exactly what happened. But Congressman Capuano, I mean, how long can this go on? How long can the White House function with this level of chaos and back and forth and denial? I mean, how How can it go on?
They're not functioning. That's just it. And to be perfectly honest, I, like everybody else, you know, expected some degree of choppiness for a new administration. But this is just endless. And to be perfectly honest, I'm one of the many people that kind of think each and every time something happens, I figure, okay, they've learned their lesson. It's going to get smoother tomorrow. And the next day, it gets significantly more choppy on the next issue. Leaking intelligence issues intentionally to the Russians, that's got to be the most questionable aspect thus far. And I can't imagine I would have said that a week ago, because I thought maybe firing the FBI director in the middle of an investigation was the top of the cake. They just keep topping themselves. So I'm not so sure that a briefing of the Senate or the House Intelligence Committees in a closed, secure room is going to answer the questions that have really been placed out there.
Well, so then how then can you and other members of Congress push to get those answers?
Well, we're going to keep pushing. Right now, unfortunately, the Republicans run the House and the Senate. And when you run a body, you get to determine the agenda and how things get done. And until a handful of Republicans demand that the Senate and the House become Americans before they become party affiliates, probably nothing will happen. And many of us will continue to have to just scream into the wind. But right now, there's not much else we can do under the current situation.
Well, House Speaker Paul Ryan's office sent out a statement in which it was written that, quote, "We have no way to know what was said, but protecting our nation's secrets is paramount. The speaker hopes for a full explanation of the facts from the administration." Arizona Senator John McCain also tweeted, "If true, this is deeply disturbing." And today he told CNN, "I take General McMaster at his word." So talk to me about that for a second, because the National Security Advisor stood before the press and the people today and said it was appropriate.
The president has now repeatedly thrown his own people under the bus on every single issue. First, McMaster came out and said, nope, didn't happen. And then the president said, yes, it did. I did it. I'm proud of it. And McMaster came out and said he had every right to do it. Now, I am not the constitutional expert on national security matters, what the president can do. It has been reported, and I will accept it for the moment, that the president is not breaking any laws when he himself commits an act that would be treason if committed by anybody else. I will accept that. That still doesn't make it right. It doesn't. McMaster has lost credibility now because the president changed his story in a matter of hours behind the back of his own appointee, you know, and a well-respected general. So how does he have any credibility with the public, and how does Ryan have any credibility anymore? This absolutely is a continuing demand for independent investigation of these matters. They seem to be related. It could be one investigation. And I want to say, I am not using the word independent prosecutor, because that presumes an answer. I am using the words independent investigation. And that is within the authority of the Congress or the authority of the Attorney General to do.
Congressman Michael Capuano, he represents Massachusetts' 7th District. Congressman, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Back in a moment. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.